Should the cabin lose pressure, oxygen masks will drop from the overhead area. Please place the mask over your own mouth and nose before assisting others. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast, the show focused on the overworked, overwhelmed, and underappreciated HR professional. And now, here is the host of our show, the Boss Builder, Mac Monroe.
Well, hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast. I'm your host, Mac Monroe. I'm actually the host of the Boss Builder Podcast, and this is the first episode in a new sister podcast that we think has a very special and a very unique audience. And that, of course, as you know, is for the overworked, overwhelmed, overstressed, and underappreciated HR professional. Now, the question is, why do you need your own podcast? You really don't. If I was looking and searching HR podcasts, I would find a ton of HR podcasts. Some of you may listen to Drive Through HR or some of the other ones that are out there. But as I look through those, what I discovered is that there was not any podcast that was really designed to help the HR professional on a regular basis recharge and get back in the game. Most of them offered technical information, there was compliance information, there was best practices, and you know, I figure you can get all those if you go to your local SHRM chapter, but there's really nothing that I believe you could listen to on the way into work in the morning as you're stuck in traffic or trapped on the metro that would get you pumped up ready for the day, and more importantly maybe, that would help you unwind and decompress on that long commute home, whether again you're sitting in traffic or sitting on the train. So we decided to fill that gap and make a podcast that is absolutely designed to help you, your mental health, your emotional health. And believe it or not, I don't know the answers to all these things, but I am going to have lots and lots of great guests whose specialty are those areas. The second thing I'd like to be able to cover in this podcast is maybe an opportunity for you to catch up on your reading. I do know, because I have sat in traffic myself, that it's pretty hard to read while you're stuck sitting in traffic, even if you're sitting on a train. But of course, audiobooks are there too. Well, you have a couple of options. You could go to Audible like I do, and you can get an account and you can download your books. But what would it be like if somebody simply read a book to you while you sat back and relaxed? And maybe as they were reading through it, if there was a place for comment, make some comments. I got this idea by listening to the Jocko podcast, and by the way, I would also recommend listening to podcasts on your way home, just like ours, but that's something that Jocko does, is he'll read some of these books that are about war, very, very dark subjects, but also provide a commentary, and I thought, what would it be like if we could take not only business books for commentary, but maybe some books that you've never read or haven't read maybe since you were in high school? And hear those again now with a new frame of reference and a new mindset that would really be designed to just get your brain to either get pumped up in the morning or relaxed and unwound in the afternoon. So that's really the second thing that we'll be covering on the HR Oxygen podcast. You know from the intro now, we use that, I guess, well-worn analogy now of making sure that you adjust your own oxygen mask before taking care of the people around you, but I believe that's important. And so this is your podcast. This is your show. Now, the question is, who are you, Mac, to tell us what to do? Do you understand what HR people go through? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know everything, but I do know a couple of things. When I got out of the Navy in 1999, the first job I had was as a training and development specialist for a medical practice in Memphis, Tennessee. That was really my first introduction to HR, not only as I was hired and screened, but then, of course, being part of the staff. And what I realized is that in a room full of many specialists, there was a common theme, and that is that sometimes as an HR professional, we feel attacked. We often are the bearer of bad news, we're the enforcers of policies. And so sometimes you feel like it's everybody against you. And even though I was not in that part of HR, mine was a little bit more on the positive side, I could really sense the frustration and tension of my coworkers back there in Memphis. Well, about a year after that, we transferred to the Washington, D.C. area, and I worked for a period of time at a trade association as the director of professional development. But that job, to be honest, was really boring, and so I ended up taking a job as the management education specialist at a large hospital in Silver Spring, Maryland. And that was another opportunity to work in an HR department, a much larger department, because, of course, it was a big hospital. And I saw the same patterns begin to emerge. A very overworked, overwhelmed, overstressed, and underappreciated HR department. Unfortunately, this HR department did, I think, one of the most cardinal sins, and that is what we refer to as circling the wagons. And if you're listening to this right now and you are an HR professional, you've probably experienced this. You get attacked enough times, so what do? You put up your defenses. You don't let anybody in, and you become the real hard enforcers. And then the harder the managers are on you, the harder you fight back. And before you know it, you have a clear case of us versus them, and it's very uncomfortable. After staying in that situation for about a year and a half, that's when I left and quit working altogether for people and started my own business. But one of the areas that we at Boss Builders, which is my company, we get our business is by attending SHRM conferences. And so we've attended a number of local events here in the Middle Tennessee area, but we've also spoken at many of the state meetings and we'll be speaking at the national meeting this coming June. But I've also seen what happens at those conferences. Number one, if you're an HR professional, you have probably had to lobby really hard to get your company to send you to a conference. You need to go there for two reasons. Number one, you have to get your recertification credits, which is very important. You also go because there's new information that you probably need to have. And so the expectation is that you will be left alone in this 2 or 3 day event and have a chance to unwind and get to learn and take care of yourself. And then you're not in the conference 10 minutes and you get a call from work. And you have to deal with an issue that a manager did that was something that was completely ridiculous and stupid. And now you have to leave the breakout, the room that you went to and had to reserve a seat, and you have to go out and take care of this piece of business. And so what do? You go through the day at the conference dealing with this. And at the end of the day, you go to the bar with some of your newfound friends. You get some wine and you begin to bitch and complain about work. Now, as a frequent speaker at these meetings, I often will go at the end of the day and just sit by myself and I just listen and I look around and I see that pattern every single conference I go to. And I guess it was seeing that enough times that made me realize something has got to be done. There's got to be a way, number one, that HR gets the respect it deserves. That's not something that I can help you with, except when at Boss Builders we do our management training, we do make the case that your HR partner is your tag team partner. We use the analogy of a wrestling match, and if you're not familiar with a tag team match, go onto YouTube and just go ahead and put a search in there for tag team matches. In a tag team match, for those of you who honestly don't watch wrestling, there's probably a few of you out there, you have two people that are a team, and one gets in the ring and wrestles the other team, one member, and when one of the team members gets beat up and they start running out of energy, they crawl to the corner and they tag their partner in. Their partner has a little rope they have to hold on to, and they hold onto the rope with one arm, they reach out and tag the injured partner, and they get in the ring and then they take over. That's what we recommend managers view HR like. And we tell our managers in our training programs, do not make HR do all the wrestling for you. HR professionals are there to support you. So one thing that I believe we can do is to train managers as we do our business around the U.S. and international to appreciate the gifts that you as the HR professionals bring us. That's one. But the second thing I thought we could do is just give you something that you could recharge with. And that's, again, the purpose of the podcast. So I know I've rambled on, and I know you're probably saying, hey, when are we going to get the first episode where there's some real meat in there that'll help us? The answer is it's coming soon. But what I would love for you to do in the interim is to start rounding up some of your friends and say, listen, there's this guy that I listen to his intro podcast. He does a podcast for managers, but he's building one for us, and I would love for you to listen. More importantly, you can email me, and that email address, of course, is mack, M-A-C-K, at thebossbuilders, with an S.com, and email me your situations, your questions. What I would love to do is to have some Q&A times. I would love to interview experts and have them weigh in on your questions too. And again, this is not the podcast where you're going to ask questions about FMLA. These are the places that, you know, you've got places for that. You can go to your in-house counsel, your senior HR people, or go to your SHRM conference to get that. This is for the other part of you, the part that needs some recharging. So things around balance, things around motivation, things around mindfulness. Now, mind you, I'm not the mindfulness guy, but I've got a ton of people that understand that. So that's what I'm looking for. So this is for you. This is all for you. I hope that you'll come back. The place to find us directly, of course, is at HROxygen.com, but this is available also on any major podcast channel, including Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play Music, and of course, Apple Podcasts, so you can always find us there. We'll do our best to get you an episode every week or so, and you can follow us and subscribe to us, and please leave us comments if you find that this has been useful for you. So anyway, that is our intro. The HR Oxygen podcast is now live. Please promote it. Please listen to it. And just know that we are always in your corner here at Boss Builders. We are going to work hard to get those managers straightened up, and then we'll provide you with some resources too. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we look forward to having you on every episode of the HR Oxygen podcast. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the HR Oxygen podcast. We hope you found something today that will relieve your stress, feed your soul, and pump you up to face another day. At Boss Builders, we want to let you know that we appreciate the hard work you do every day as an HR professional. And as a reminder, always make sure to adjust your own oxygen mask before attempting to help those around you. Be well.